You're listening to Parenting in the Rain, Insights from the Experts podcast, episode 7.
Welcome to Parenting in the Rain, Insights from the Experts podcast, providing parents all around the world with valuable knowledge to help with the biggies of family life. Here's your host, a registered play therapist, education specialist, parent coach, and my mom, Jackie Flynn.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Parenting in the Rain podcast. Jackie Flynn here, and I am so thrilled that you are joining us today. I love that our community is growing with people from all over. And for those of you that have sent me emails and requested specific topics to be featured on the show, thank you. Our Parenting in the Rain community and Facebook is growing as well, and I would love to have you in there. So be sure to check that out. Well, today's episode is with Tammy Van Hollander. She is a registered play therapist from Pennsylvania. In this episode, you will hear just how passionate she is about helping children. She really gets excited about helping the kiddos and their families. That's what she does for a living. She helps children directly through her play therapy practice, but she also teaches others like educators and clinicians how to best help kiddos as well. That's really how I learned about Tammy was I did a search for sand tray therapy. It's an amazing type of therapy. While I was in my clinical training to get more information, and I found her, and am I ever glad that I did. She is really good, and I have been a huge fan of hers ever since. All right, so in this episode, she shares her excitement for the Nurtured Heart Approach. Now, the founder of Nurtured Heart Approach is Howard Glasser, so you can get more information about this at ChildrenSuccessFoundation.com. All right, here is my conversation with Tammy Van Hollander. I'm really eager to hear about the Nurtured Heart Approach, so tell us all about it.
Yeah, so I came upon the Nurtured Heart Approach from some colleagues on Facebook, and then I went online with the Children's Success Foundation, which is www.childrensuccessfoundation.com, and there they had an online e-course, a free online e-course for parents, teachers, professionals, and it was great. So I was really turned on to it, and I really wanted to go to the next level to become a certified trainer, and it was out in Arizona. And I just thought it was too far due to my schedule and was unable to do it. So this summer, they came to Atlantic City, and I'm in Philadelphia, so I felt like it was meant to be. And I was able to do the week certification for level one of Nurtured Heart Approach. Mm-hmm. And it was so powerful, and it really changed me, both personally and professionally.
Great opportunity to really grow as a therapist and help your parents and families in a way that they hadn't thought of before, they didn't even know about.
It really was. I was really feeling stuck. I wanted another tool. I wanted something that was going to be consistent and effective for parents and for teachers. So much of the work that I was doing in my play therapy practice was relationship-based work within the playroom. And when I was working with teachers, it was relationship-based, but we'd also do many behavioral interventions. And mm-hmm. I would watch these behavioral interventions fail one after another. And it was heartbreaking and it was frustrating. Oh, yeah. I mean, we all want the best for our clients and for
Absolutely.
Our kids. And when we see intervention after intervention, I'm sure you've been there where you've seen children have so many behavioral charts and so many different interventions. Mm-hmm. And they just fail, or they'll have a little bit of success and you get excited and then they fail.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to do that anymore. I didn't want to be the behavioralist that was sending in behavioral plans that would fail. Mm-hmm. So the founder of the Nurtured Heart Approach, he had a practice and he was working with incredibly intense children. And mm-hmm. what he found was these behavioral interventions were just making children worse and they weren't getting better. So Howie mm-hmm. said, you know, we need a new method. Something different needs to be done to help these children and to really build on their inner wealth and to mm-hmm. really look at their greatness and to help these children flourish. You know, one of my favorite quotes that Howard said is that children do not awaken by fear of punishment. They awaken to their greatness.
Wow. Wow. That's so profound. That really speaks to the power of just building on what is working and not beating them down and making them feel worse.
Exactly. And this is really what it's all about, is this intention of recognizing children's greatness. And what Howard talks about, and one of the foundations really of the Nurtured Heart approach, is that we spend so much energy into negativity. The amount of energy that we put into children who trigger us or set us off, it's like giving them $100 bills. And what we're doing is we're energizing that negativity. Mm-hmm. And for kids who are doing well, we may say, good job, thumbs up. And it's great, but it's nowhere near the amount of energy that we're giving to the negativity. It's very calm. It's, you know, we can be excited, but it's nowhere close to what we feed into the negativity. You know, Howard talks about this radical appreciation, and that we need to put this energy that we have in the negativity and change it and put it into the positivity, looking at children's inner wealth and their greatness. It's based on three stands. And the first stand is absolutely no. And absolutely no means that I will not energize negativity. Mm-hmm. And having that stance, and just even having that stance alone, living that stance.
Yeah, it's kind of freeing, right? Hearing that. Like, you don't have to be a prisoner of, I'm going to stick to it and demand compliance.
Exactly, exactly. And we realize how much energy we take out of ourselves, that strain. Like, who are we giving the power to when that energy, when we're basically feeding into that negativity? So the first stance is absolutely no, I will not energize negativity. So when your child is acting out and negatively seeking attention, the first stance is absolutely no. I will stay calm and collective, and how he uses the term reset, if we need to reset and take a deep breath. That is the most important stance, is absolutely no, stand one. Mm-hmm. Stand two is absolutely yes. And absolutely yes is that I will relentlessly create and energize positivity and success in my child. Mm. So when you have a child who is acting out, it's this pause that we're not ignoring negative behavior, because we know if we ignore negative behavior, it's going to make things worse and worse.
Yes, so, absolutely.
So much of it. So the absolutely no stance is not about ignoring. It's about being present. And then the absolutely yes stance is about being present and pouncing on when the child is able to stop the negative behaviors that they are doing, and recognizing all the things they could have been doing. Like, they could have left the room, they could have hit the brother, they could have broke the glass, but they didn't. And, you know, sometimes parents and teachers are afraid to say, if we say you could have done A, B, and C, it's going to put these ideas in their head and they're going to do it. But that's really not the case. It's recognized that they have shown self-control. Mm-hmm. And we are recognizing them for doing that and appreciating them for doing it and honoring them that they have shown self-control by staying in the room. Maybe they're mad, but they're not throwing, they're not hitting the walls, they're not, they're remaining safe. And we're recognizing all of those things. So one of the pieces of this active recognitions and this of the positive, the appreciation pieces, is that you know, Howie talks about junk food and saying I'm proud of you or giving a thumbs up is like junk food for a child. And that really we need words that are emotionally nutritious. So we need words that are really going to give the child some of that foundation and to also help to regulate them and for them to feel successful in these type of moments. So the third stance is absolutely clear. And absolutely clear is that we will be absolutely clear and take a stance in what the rules are. And if you cross the line, there are very clear black and white consequences to that. But with those consequences, we still remain calm, cool, and collective. Because we all know, right, when we have all that energy and parents are yelling and there's a timeout and it's so much energy, the kids know that they're getting triggered. I mean, that the parent's getting triggered and all this negativity. But when it's done in a calm and loving and safe type of way, it can be, it becomes so much more effective.
Yeah, it's like they can focus on the actual issue and not focus on the emotion of the parent. So it really keeps on the table what needs to happen, you know, not necessarily on, boy, I can really get mom or dad angry, but I need to make a choice that's a good one.
Right. And, you know, what Howard talks about is when we look at being the absolutely clear, he compares it to video games. Not that he's a proponent of video games, but that it really makes sense. He calls it this video game theory. And video games are so clear and predictable. So they give incentives for children. Children are, they are so focused on the video games. And when they die, they want to continue. They start again. They restart. They're incentivized and there's bells and there's whistles and they get so much energy from the success of it. And the rules are so clear and predictable. So if a child dies in a video game, they're not going to be shamed. They're not going to say, well, I didn't really kill that guy. They're going to just redo it. Yeah. If the video game is not engaging and becomes boring to them, they're going to turn that video game off. And so part of this nurtured heart approach is that we are our child's entertainment center. We can have more bells and whistles than these video games and really be able to create all the animation and the success. You know, as a play therapist, I'll often have parents say, well, I'm not going to play with my children. I'm not my child's toy. And I always say, well, why not? Like, we can be our child's toy. And that's what makes it so, so special and powerful. I mean, children learn through play. Their language is play. So why not be our child's toy to be able to really nourish them and create the success?
It seems like this approach would really strengthen that child-parent relationship to create those bonds that are so wonderful as far as life satisfaction, but also in terms of behavior management and nurturing that child into a human being that is responsible, respectful, and long-term, just really good character.
Absolutely. It just makes it so safe and so, so beautiful. One of the stories that Howard talks about is the librarian. And the story of the librarian is that this child is acting out in the library and this sweet, pretty librarian comes up and she takes him away and she nurtures him and she talks to him and he goes and he sits down and he continues to do it again. And so much of it looks right that this librarian was doing everything that she should do. And I have to plead guilty too, because I think myself for many years in terms of looking at children and looking at children's behaviors and knowing that all children's behaviors have a meaning and we need to understand what this meaning is in order to help children. I was responsible, I believe, in helping parents and teachers energizing a little more of the negativity too, because seeing children who were really in need and in pain, I was probably that librarian trying to nurture that child and trying to bring success in a very love and kind, safe way.
Yeah, because you're almost desperate for it. You want so much to help them to feel better that you're pulling on just instinctive ways, but it's not necessarily the best way. That's, so I love that you're teaching us about this.
Yes, it's not absolutely the best way. And what happened in the situation with the librarian was that she was feeding into it was the stand one, and that she was feeding into his negativity by giving him attention. And what child wouldn't want to act out, get out of the library to have special time with the librarian? And what she could have been doing is recognizing the greatness of all the other kids who were sitting there quietly and showing that they were exhibiting self-control and kindness and respect. And they were getting all this great energy and all the $100 bills. And by not feeding into this other child's energy, the other child would see the positive energy and the nurturing this librarian's given to the good and not to the other child. So different lens of looking at things. When I think of lenses, one of my very favorite stories that Howie tells is the story of the toll collector. The story of the toll collector is this guy drives up to the toll booth and the toll collector is listening to music and he's singing and he's dancing and he's just so happy. And the guy in the car says, "Why are you so happy?" And he said, "Well, how could I not be happy? I'm practicing my music for a dance tournament that I have coming up. I get to talk to nice people all day. And I have a four-window view and the most beautiful view in the world. What could
be?" I love it.
So then the guy in the car said, "Well, what about all the other people?" And he pointed to the other toll collectors. The toll collector said, "Oh, the ones in the stand-up coffins."
Such a difference, huh?
Such a difference.
It's all a matter of perception, the way you look at things.
It's absolutely, it's all a matter of perception. So this idea of perception and this idea, you know, one of the other, there's so many different parts of the nurtured heart approach and is about intensity. You know, is intensity the enemy? And that we look at intense children as being the enemy and we work for different ways to really help them not be so intense. And there's so much greatness in intensity. Really, you know, how do we take this intensity and turn it around? I mean, take these energetic kids and help them flourish with all their gifts and all their creativity and use that passion and use that energy towards their greatness. There are so many amazing classrooms who have been trained in this and just seeing how they are recognizing this greatness and using it trained in the nurtured heart approach.
That's amazing.
In my training, there were principals and guidance counselors and teachers. Mm. So there are nurtured heart trainers that are all over the world that you could find from the Children's Success Foundation. I now I'm happy, I'm excited to be doing, you know, starting these trainings and being able to do parenting workshops and teacher workshops here and really trying to be able to implement it into the schools. And it's, you know, really not just for intense kids. It's for, it's for all children. And that's what they really found. I mean, what child doesn't want to be emotionally nourished and, you know, celebrating their greatness?
Oh, yeah. Changing your thoughts about how to do things. It's not something that's going to take any more effort or any more time. It's just a different approach that can make things easier for you. And in the long run, kind of relieve you from some of that exhaustion of putting all that intensity into just being angry or trying to power down a kid, rather just build on their strengths.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, it's not easy. That is so, so hard to do. I just did a in service for a nurtured heart approach at a preschool. And I also put a little bit of play therapy in it. And I often do these superhero gadgets, which I love to do. Lawrence Rubin was the one who turned me onto it. And it's making a gadget. And if you had a power, what would it be? And you could have as many powers as you want. And how would it work? Would you share it? So one of the teachers, she did a gadget and she did it with coins and it was a bag. And she first started to say, well, it's really hard in this job and I get energized all the time by negativity. And I'm really not very patient. And I really get frustrated because I'm really not even getting paid enough to be doing what I'm doing. So I first was thinking, where is this going? Is this going to be superficial? And then she said that she made this bank because she is going to put in $100 bills every time she is not energized by negativity.
Wow.
And she's going to fill her bank.
Ooh, that sounds amazing. It sounds like freedom.
Absolutely. Mm. So, you know, it's those type of pieces. It's really that energy. I mean, it's a very energy-based relationship model that's used for anybody and can be incorporated for anybody. They're teaching Nurtured Heart in New Jersey in residentials instead of doing restraint. I mean, it's really been pretty amazing. So there are so many YouTube videos, and Howard on his website has so many books for teachers. I have a bunch of the children's books that I love, and for adults, and there's a whole Nurtured Heart library as well, and it's full of resources.
Oh, that's great. I'll link to that on the show notes, the ChildrenSuccessFoundation.com, so our listeners can go right there and see what's available and get more information about how possibly they could get trained if they're interested.
Yeah, and anybody could feel free to contact me. You could put my email as well at Tammy@MainlinePlaytherapy.com. And I also, Jackie, you know, because you found me, that I have a very active Facebook page.
Yes, that's where I was first introduced to you. And I was amazed then. And I'm amazed every time you post. I love your stuff. And I'm not surprised at all that you're interested in this Nurtured Heart approach.
Oh, thank you, Jackie. Yeah, so my Facebook page is Tammy's Play Therapy and Sand Tray Therapy Facebook page. And I also, you know, I have a YouTube channel, Instagram page.
Lots of social media.
All the social media stuff. You know, as you know, Jackie, and I think it's very obvious from my Facebook page, is that I feel like I have the best job in the entire world. And
I can hear it in your voice, too. You just sound passionate about helping kids in a way that builds them up.
Yes.
It's wonderful.
Yes. You know, things that I get excited about. I love to share and love to do those resources. I mean, I'm also present with PESI, and I travel around the country, and I teach clinicians about sand tray therapy and play therapy.
So for our listeners that aren't familiar, that's PESI, and lots of resources with that organization. A lot for mental health professionals.
Yeah. PESI has so many resources. It's just unbelievable. And those of you who are in the field probably have received many of their pamphlets in the mail, because they're constantly doing different online courses, webinars, as well as on-site courses. There's also, if you're interested in learning more about Sand Tray and you can't make it to one of my fun Sand Tray trainings, my DVD is also available from through PESI as well. And that you can get 5 or 6 hours of continuing education credits. So PESI is a great resource.
Well, we are almost out of time today, Tammy. So a resource or two that parents could go to in addition to the Children's Success Foundation Nurtured Heart Approach.
I mean, anything from Daniel Siegel's work is phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, book by Daniel Siegel, which I've been using for years, Parenting from the Inside and Out. I think
it's
such a powerful book because it's a self-help book from parenting from within. And it's really looking from within and the different triggers, and there's different activities to do. So I've always, you know, loved that book, The Whole Brain Child. Any of Daniel Siegel's books, I think, are just wonderful, because when we're really able to understand the brain, it begins to make so much sense. And when we're able to also help children understand the brain, it's really pretty cool. I mean, Daniel Siegel's hand model of the the Brain is one of my favorites. Yeah. On my YouTube channel, I have so many of my favorite YouTube videos and some on mindfulness that are really helpful. Another book prior to Nurtured Heart Approach, before I got turned on by Nurtured Heart Approach, that so many parents still to this day thank me so much for, is The Explosive Child by Ross Greene. And he also has a website.
Oh, that's fantastic. It sounds like all of this together is such great information that really can make things easier and help get past those hurdles that kind of take the joy out of parenting sometimes.
Yes. I mean, anything, I think, really, when we're able to understand the brain and the triggers of children and those pieces, just you begin to look at things through a new lens. And this idea of thinking that children are manipulative and pushing buttons and want to be bad, we really need to change that mindset.
Needing some nurturing and some love and direction in ways that really make a difference. And one thing I want to mention, it didn't come out in this conversation just yet, but we have a common love for labyrinths. And that's something that can really connect both hemispheres of the brain too, that can help children, just people in general, calm down, focus, so many benefits from labyrinths. So I'll put a link to labyrinths on the show notes as well. Yeah. I know that's one of your big loves.
It is, labyrinths and mandalas. And I also can't sign off without also advocating for the Association for Play Therapy. Which absolutely, you know, if you could put the link, it's www.a4pt.org.
I sure will.
Huge proponent of and advocate for play therapy and the importance of play.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Thank you so much, Tammy. This has been wonderful. I learned so many great things, as I'm sure our listeners have. Take care.
Okay. Thank you, Jackie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, that was so nice to hear about the Nurtured Heart Approach from Tammy Van Hollander. She really inspires me in both my personal and professional life, so it felt really good to share her with you. Be sure to check out the show notes on parentinginthe.com. Just look for episode 7. All right, so I want to give you a heads up on some episodes that are in the works. We have one on video game addiction. I know that's a biggie for a lot of families. Online safety for children and teens. That's a big one as well. And also how to talk to your children about puberty and sex. And we have many more after that as well. Be sure to check them out. They are available every Thursday morning. Also, join us in our Facebook group, Parenting in the Rain Community. And I'm on Twitter as well, Jackie Flynn RPT. As in Register Play Therapist. Now, if you're an iTunes user, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes. It makes a really big difference. Well, thank you so much for listening, and until next time, take care.